Thank you. Beloved, we are gathered together to unite Amy Dare and Kelly Ford in marriage, which is an honorable estate blessed by God. This celebration is the outward sign of an inward union of hearts, and as such, marriage is the most tender of all the relationships in life. And Amy, the covenant you're about to enter with each other can be strong and it can be fragile, often fragile and strong in different parts at the same time. It will hold wonder and tenderness and joy, but also challenge and mystery. As you stand before this gathering of your family and friends and in the presence of God, I charge you both with the responsibility to stay alive and loving in your marriage, to grow, to change, to maintain the capacity for wonder, for spontaneity, and for laughter, to remain flexible and sensitive, Give fully to each other. Show your real feelings for each other. Save time for each other, no matter what the demands made upon you. I charge you to nurture each other to wholeness, to celebrate and encourage each other's talents and unique gifts. Bring strength and support and worth to each other. I charge you as you grow to love each other more deeply, to discover out of your love a love for all of creation in which the mystery of your love has begun. At this time, I'm going to ask your questions of intent to enter into this relationship. Kelly, do you love Amy so uniquely and deeply that you choose to spend your life together? Do you accept her in sickness and in health, in poverty and good fortune, in difference and agreement, in times of comfort or times of struggle, as long as you both shall live?
I do.
Amy, do you love Kelly so uniquely and deeply that you choose to spend your life together? Do you accept him in sickness and in health, in poverty and in good fortune, in difference and agreement, in times of comfort or times of struggle, as long as you both shall live?
I do.
The path of marriage is not always easy, as we know. It takes the family, the friends, the community that surrounds us to walk this path of love with us. And these two now want your blessing. You are the family and friends who have loved and supported Amy and Kelly through the years that brought them to this moment. And today, they ask for your blessing. Your continued support and friendship will be important to them in the relationship they enter before God today. Will you, by God's grace, do everything in your power to uphold and care for these two persons in their marriage? If so, will you answer, we will.
We will.
This is a reading from the Colossians 3, 12 through 17. You are the people of God. God loved you and chose you for God's own. So then, you must clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be tolerant with one another and forgive one another whenever any of you has a complaint against someone else. You must forgive one another just as the Lord has forgiven you. And to all of these qualities add love, which binds all things together in perfect unity. The peace that Christ gives to us to guide you in the decisions that you make, for it is this peace that God has called you together in the one body. And be thankful. Christ's message in all its richness must live in your hearts. Teach and instruct one another with all wisdom. Sing psalms, hymns, and sacred songs. Sing to God with thanksgiving in your hearts. Everything you do or say, then, should be done in the name of the Lord Jesus, as you give thanks to him, to God.
Amy and Kelly, this is a joyful moment for you and all for who are gathered here to witness your vows and celebrate your marriage. We are aware that you are about to promise each other some amazing things that are only possible when you are grounded in God and in the unconditional love and peace that are God's gift to you. Taking the vows of marriage is indeed an utter act of faith as you make promises to love each other till death do you part. Frederick Buechner says about these vows, "The vows they make at marriage could hardly be more extravagant. They give away their freedom, they take on themselves each other's burdens, and the question is, what do they get in return? You get each other. You never have to face the world quite alone again. There will always be someone to talk to listen to, and if you're lucky, even after the first passion passes, you still have a kindness and a patience to depend on, a chance to be patient and kind to each other, and there is still someone to get through the night with and to wait beside in the new day. Yes, you will have your lives apart as well as your life together. You will have your separate ways to find. But a marriage grounded in God's love is one where a man and a woman become more richly themselves together than the chances are of either of them could have managed that alone. And the scriptures you chose today from Colossians speak to the need to look beyond your outer clothing. Lovely as you all look today, the question is, what will you put on? What will you wear after you take off your wedding finery? If you wear the spiritual clothes of compassion, kindness, humility, and patience, and over all of that, put on love in love's highest sense, you will find fulfillment both individually and together. So it is that you give each other an incredible gift today, your love and your promise to keep your vows all your life. You already know that love means much more than warm feelings and a strong attraction for each other. The kind of love that sustains a marriage offers understanding, sharing, listening, and forgiving. It's a love that comes from wearing these inner garments of compassion that's a tender daring in the midst of our vulnerabilities. And compassion and kindness and patience and gentleness enable us to walk in each other's shoes. It doesn't blame or find fault, but affirms and lifts up. And sometimes loving each other is going to be easy in your marriage, as you simply enjoy talking and playing and working with each other and your family and your friends. But love will also require you to give of yourself when the rewards aren't as immediate and the feelings aren't as warm and wonderful. So if you keep wearing the inner clothes of kindness and gentleness, you will be able to speak and receive many truths. Your humanness, your quirks and idiosyncrasies will be taken lightly as you accept each other with patience. You will find that seeing with spiritual eyes and wearing the inner spiritual garments, that disagreements and difficult times will melt away. Carry the world lightly, laugh often, laugh readily. And from that very first blind date, when your like and your respect for each other began to blossom, right down to Kelly's romantic proposal, "Hey, dude, do you want to get married?" You have been growing in deeper understanding of yourself, as well as your deeper joy and peace and your love for each other. So it's been said, if you have love in your life, it can make up for a great many things you lack. But if you don't have love, no matter what else there is, it's not enough. So I ask you today to look at each other, all of us, with spiritual eyes and feel with the heart, as Amy said, put on that inner clothing of compassion and kindness and gentleness and patience and add Christ-like love. And God's promise is that if you treasure this incredible love that you feel for each other today and you care for it well, your home will become a haven of blessing to all, and to you most of all, a place of hospitality and peace. May it be so in abundance. And in Kelly's words the other day, may you always feel the sun on your face. God bless you, Amy. God bless you, Kelly. Amen. Now we're going to enter that very special time when you make your promises to one another. And let us have just a brief prayer. Tender and loving God, bless Kelly and Amy now as they profess their love and commit their lives together. Shower them with your grace and grant them your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'll ask you first. I, Kelly, take you, Amy, to be my wedded wife.
I, Kelly, take you, Amy, to be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish till death us do part.
To love and to cherish until death us do part.
This is my commitment to you.
This is my commitment to you.
Made in love and kept in faith.
Made in love and kept in faith.
I, Amy, take you, Kelly, to be my wedded husband.
I, Amy, take you, Kelly, to be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish till death us do part.
To love and to cherish until death do us part.
This is my commitment to you.
This is my commitment to you.
Made in love and kept in faith.
Made in love and kept in faith.
May I have the rings, please? The circle has long been a symbol of God. Without beginning or end, and with no point of weakness, the circle is a reminder of the eternal quality of God and of unending strength. These rings serve to remind us of the relationship which Kelly and Amy had with God and with each other. The rings are symbols of a holy covenant. Let us ask a special blessing upon them. Creator God, we seek a special blessing upon Amy and Kelly as they give and receive these rings. Let them ever be conscious of your love and faithfulness as they are faithful to one another. Bless them by their love for each other and by your presence in their new family. Amen. These two are really ready to put the rings on. And there was going to be a blessing, so now you can help me. We'll start out. Amy, take it in his for you. Maybe you can put yours on. Okay, there you go. Want to start it on her finger? And say, Ellie, Amy, I give you this ring as a sign of my vow.
Amy, I give you a ring as a sign of my vow.
And with all that I am.
And with all that I am.
And all that I have.
And all that I have.
I honor you.
I honor you.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Kelly, I give you this ring as a sign of my vow.
Kelly, I give you this ring as a sign of my vow.
And with all that I am.
And with all that I am.
And all that I have.
And all that I have.
I honor you.
I honor you.
In the name of the Father and of the Son.
And in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
At this time, Amy and Kelly have chosen to light the marriage candle as a symbol of their new relationship as husband and wife. And they will be lighting the central candle. They will leave their other tapers lighted as a symbol that though married, they are still two individuals with unique lives.
Words will warm and calm you.
Let us be a people in prayer. Gracious God, we give you thanks for Amy and Kelly, for their love, and for the holy commitment made this day. We recognize with joy the journeys that have brought them to marry each other, and we celebrate with them the hopes they hold for their life together. We ask your blessing upon them to sustain them through the difficult and uncertain times that come to every relationship. We pray that they may continue to find in each other wellsprings to nurture their marriage. May they continue to grow together, and may their love for one another deepen with the passing years. We give thanks for the nurture and support of family and friends. Let us who share the circle of celebration today be renewed in our own commitments to one another, that we may be participants in a healed and holy community. All this we ask in the spirit we have seen in Christ Jesus, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And leave.